The Clair Witch Project, Episode 1 of 1.
Hubble bubble, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fill it off, a smelly fish, thrown into this old Manx dish, not kippered in the sunset city in the old way, more's the pity. Just as the herring we adore is landed back on Peel's shore, now the fish we love to smoke has turned into a real joke. The herring landed on our shores, just as the smokehouse shuts its doors. Hubble, bubble, boil and bubble, the island's in for lots of trouble. Cool it with baboon's blood or a monkey's, just as good. A little drop as just a token if the wildlife park is open.
As the island enters the dark and gloomy time of the year, a time when spirits rise and the undead stir uneasily in their lairs, mists and mellow fruitfulness abound among the moss and decay, and wood smoke-laden air fills the collective Manx nostril. Our thoughts turn to ghosts and ghouls, poltergeists, monsters, witches and warlocks, wizards and warty toad-like creatures lurking in the undergrowth, magic spells and callous curses, then more... What is that?
What?
That there, in front of you.
That's you.
No, before me. That big rib orange thing.
Oh, my Halloween lantern.
Your what?
Halloween lantern?
You do know where you are, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Manx Radio. The Nation Station, online, on air, on drugs, dib dib dib, dab 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 and all that.
Yes, Manx Radio. So why have you got a pumpkin?
It's Halloween.
Wrong. It's Hop Tunay.
I think you'll find it's also Halloween, a contraction of All Hallows' Eve, a holiday observed on October 31st, the evening before All Saints or All Hallows' Day, a celebration which marks the day before the Western Christian Feast of All Saints and initiates the season of All Hallowtide, which lasts 3 days and concludes with All Souls' Day. And this is thought to be associated with the Celtic festival Samhain, when ghosts and spirits were believed to be abroad.
Yeah, right. But it's Hop Tunay.
Well, what does that mean?
What does Hop Tunay mean? Well, it's the eve. It's the eve or nay before we, or rather you, in the common French form, tu, start hopping.
Bollocks.
It doesn't matter. It's Manx.
And traditionally marks the start of the Celtic New Year and winter proper, and probably has its roots in the old Manx phrase Shotani Hau, meaning this is the night.
Yes, exactly. So can we stop that bloody windy swirling noise, please? It's getting on my tits.
My tits, surely.
It doesn't matter whose tits they are, it's annoying.
So what's your problem?
That bloody pumpkin.
Oh, it's not bloody yet. I've got to do that yet with the ketchup.
You do know it should be a turnip.
Have you ever tried carving a turnip?
Yes, I have. Many times.
They are as hard as bowling balls.
Exactly. Generations of Manx children grew up with sprained wrists and broken thumbs every autumn in order to make turnip lanterns. It's tradition.
Annually maiming children.
It's good for them, and it fits in with the time of the year. Witches, spells, magic.
Hospital visits.
We are creating a nation of snowflakes. Buy a pumpkin, lop the top off with a butter knife, turn it upside down, all its innards just spew out all over the floor.
Like a teenager in Strand Street on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And so you reckon all the kids today should have to go through the same pain?
Well, of course. If we had to suffer, why should they get off scot-free?
So in your Hop Tunay event, you'd use a turnip to go trick-or-treating?
No! That's not even British. It's another import from our American friends, like the sport of barbecuing.
So what do you do with your turnip?
Well, you carve it into a scary face.
John Wannenberg?
No.
Kate Lord Brennan?
No, just a scary face with big triangular eyes and jagged teeth.
Jason Morehouse?
No!
Anyway, I do that with my pumpkin.
Right.
Except mine looks like Claire Barber.
And then you stick a candle in it?
I'm saying nothing.
In the la- oh.
Look, and then you take it round your lantern, round the neighbourhood, you collect money for fireworks.
How?
Well, by singing.
Singing? You are joking. Surely what you do is parade around in a load of single-use plastic witches' outfits with scary masks and bang on people's doors demanding sweets, treats or drugs with menace. And if you don't get them, you do something horrible.
Such as?
Well, piss on their doormat. Or scrawl four-letter words on their car with a Sharpie, that sort of thing.
Isn't that illegal?
Nah, it's Halloween, innit? Anything goes. Let your dark side run wild. Like the DOI considering the future of the trams.
Is that dark?
It is if you're a horse. Or an American tourist.
Yeah. You, to be honest, though, I don't really think it's in the spirit of Hop Tunay.
Come on then, turnip head. What's this song?
Well, it goes like this. Hop Tunay, me mother's gone away and she won't be back until the morning. Ginny the witch went over the house to fetch the stick to lather the mouse. Hop Tunay, me mother's gone away and she won't be back until the morning.
Hang on, Ginny hang the witch, on.
Yeah?
So let me get this straight. You're suggesting that singing a politically incorrect song which endorses cruelty to small mammals by people whose faith is being parodied is actually a more authentic celebration of Halloween and better than peeing on someone's doormat.
Well, if you put it like that...
I think you've got to ask yourself some serious moral questions here.
Such as?
Well, for one thing, many children these days don't have real mothers, or indeed anyone they may recognise as a direct mother figure.
So, what do you suggest?
Carer. Or adult in charge.
Okay. Hop Tunay, me adult in charge has gone away and she won't...
They.
Hop Tunay, me adult in charge has gone away and they won't be back until the morning.
And that line immediately puts the child in a vulnerable position. Gone away. It should be a more vague term, such as... isn't currently visible, but is in constant WhatsApp contact.
Okay.
And it's certainly not acceptable to call someone a witch in that derogatory fashion.
Right.
A devout follower of the Wiccan tradition would be more acceptable.
Isn't that a bit wordy?
No. And then you can't make the assumption that anyone can afford to live in a house these days. For many people on low incomes, it's just a dream in these straitened times, and normalising house ownership is at best a slap in the face and at worst contravenes their human rights.
Does it?
Yes, it does. Communal dwelling would be more inclusive.
Yeah, but to me...
And as for the line, actually encouraging children to carry out cruelty to defenceless animals...
Yeah, well, I don't know that it actually encourages children to hurt animals.
A repeated singing of a phrase which normalises the concept of hitting small mammals imprints this behaviour in young minds. It's a form of brainwashing.
So?
So... they need to collect a humane trap to catch the mouse, but then let it out again in a field at least a mile away so it doesn't come straight back.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not sure that all this is actually going to scan.
Try it.
All right. Well. Hop Tunay, Hop Tunay. Me adult in charge isn't currently visible but is in constant WhatsApp contact and will return imminently. Ginny, the devout follower of the Wiccan tradition, went over the communal dwelling to fetch a humane trap to catch the mouse, but then release it in a field at least a mile away. Hop Tunay, Hop Tunay. Me adult in charge isn't currently visible, but is in constant WhatsApp contact and will return imminently.
There you go. Much better.
Really?
Hubble, double, boil and a bubble. We need some magic. We're in trouble. Schools aren't built and roads are rugged. And if you're ill, you're really buggered.
Hello, is that Peel Medical Centre?
Who wants to know?
Well, I do. I'm registered here.
I see. And why are you disturbing us today?
Well, I haven't been feeling that well of late, and I thought it might be an idea to seek advice.
You want help with dying?
What? No, I mean, I'm not that ill.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know for certain. That's why I'm calling.
You don't know if you're dying or not.
Well, I wouldn't put it like that exactly, but I suppose in a manner of speaking.
Have you made an appointment? The doctors are very busy.
Well, that's sort of why I'm ringing.
Okay, so you're just ringing on the off chance that one of the doctors would be free to tell you whether you're dying or not.
Is my doctor available?
Right now he's not.
Anytime soon?
How soon?
Next week?
No.
Next few weeks?
No.
Next month?
No.
Next year?
Right, well, let me see. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, no, October, November, December, no, do you want to see the first available doctor?
Yes, all right.
I can do you Master John Quaggin.
Master John Quaggin? Master of what, exactly?
Well, nothing. He's just master. He's seven.
Seven? And he's a doctor?
Well, not yet, but he's very keen.
So why would I want to see him?
Well, by the time of his first available appointment, he will be fully qualified. Popular doctors book up quickly, you know.
Are there any emergency appointments?
Well, what's the emergency?
Me trying to see a bloody doctor.
I don't think that's an emergency. We've already established you don't even know if you're dying yet.
Well, is there an emergency appointment available?
I could do 2050.
10 to 9 this evening?
No, the year 2050.
What?
You could try ringing at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Is there really nothing earlier?
You could ring at 5 a.m, but it won't make any odds. There's no one here.
Great.
Well, would you like to try our Halloween special?
Which is?
Die one, get one free.
Which is?
Well, if you do die before your next appointment, you get a free appointment in your next life.
And would that be face-to-face?
Well, no, it would be a medium call in the first instance, but then if it was deemed necessary, you would get to see a GP.
Straight away?
Certainly, if anyone is available, that is, which isn't that likely, to be honest, but you could always go to the chemist.
Well, all right, I'll have one of those.
Excellent, I'll put your name down and you can call back tomorrow.
What for?
To see if there are any cancellations. It's already fully booked today.
Trouble, all the islands turned to rubble. Nothing's right and nothing's Manx, not shops, not food, not roads, not banks. As we approach All Hallows' Tide, it's a time when witches and warlocks, wizards and ghouls, devils and demons, but not the Legislative Council, it's their pre-Christmas break, gather to sing songs, cast spells, dance naked in the woods, and generally pray that something magical is going to happen on the island, as Lord Beelzebub knows. We need it, and it's the only way things are likely to get better anytime soon. Whilst many modern practitioners of the black arts now mask their ancient practices in modern clothes, having dropped their original titles as masters of heretical kenodoxy, they now use the far more common abbreviation of MHK. The old ways still prevail in the top table, the Coven of Comyn. Good morning, brothers and sisters. We will start, as tradition dictates, by all saying prayers. When the midnight strikes in the belfry dark, and the white goose quakes and the foxes bark, we saddle the horse that is hayless, oatless, hoofless and prantless, kickless and coatless. We canter off for a midnight prowl. Woo-hoo-hoo! Says the black-eared owl. When the island is black and the boat never sails, when the weather is howling with wind, ice and gales, we set out our plans which are useless and hopeless, costly and cumbersome, endless and scopeless. We spit our venom at public fowl, woo-hoo-hoo, says the hook-eared owl. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Down to business now. Let us hear how we are managing to keep this island of ours in our spell. Sister Sledge, pray, start us off this dark, dank, and dismal evening.
Thank you, Master Flash, Fire and Brimstone. I've been using the tried and tested spell of old. Nil communicado est et learned professoris noda rictorandum. Which means, of course, the teaching profession are convinced we have no idea what we want or where we want to go and are incapable of direction.
And it's clearly working, sister. Now, Brother Johnson, or should I just call you BJ?
No, Grandmaster Boone, you should not.
Your spell?
Shopritus Oblivios.
Splendid.
And also Master Cannon, or should I just call you MC?
No, Brother Johnson, you should not.
Then also, Master, I have employed Tescorum Dominatrix.
Excellent, excellent, my brother. Small local businesses and suppliers will fade further into the distance than they are already. We can claim it's just market forces without fear of contradiction. Let another off-island business sink its claws deeper into our green-hilled flesh and enjoy another nail in our beloved wicker coffin. Who is next around the table of death, my beloveds? Who else can brighten our day with the darkest of spells to cast doom and gloom on what is already the fading light of the island's autumn?
Me, Master! Pick me!
Ah, Lord Brennan, what spell have you cast to ensure chaos reigns?
I have used the ever-trusted Black Coat of Mannequin.
Ah, our Lord's Black Coat of Invisibility.
Yes, Master. Everyone knows I exist, and the department looms large in public life. Yet no one has ever seen anything of use it actually does, whilst I remain a name without a physical presence.
Yes, like I know you, Brennan, but only the Lord knows what you do. Who comes to the pentangle next, brothers and sisters?
I do, Master.
Brother Hooper, are you still excelling with your spelling?
I like to think so, Master. Consultantus listum wait infinitum is still highly potent. Generalix practitionerum unavailable aramus means there's no need for an apple a day to keep the doctor away, as there aren't any. And Master, I also tried ambulance ram smasheratus, which has borne some fruit.
A lesson to us all, brother. Hoo-hoo, indeed, my coven of lovelies, and I'm sure, Brother Crookall, you'll have something to add.
Indeed, Master, though few spells are needed to add to the confusion and incompetence which already exists.
Have you a spell for us, brother?
Merely Tramway Demolishanda Nagzar Nacodus, which should make the issue of the horse trams disappear once and for all.
Ah, splendiferoso. And finally, for now, the Arch-Wizard Allanson. What have you brought for us with your usual mix of smiling gloom and desperation?
I offer you Reservus Depleterando Potus Empty Armor, Master.
Which, I believe, means it does not matter a fig what we do. There's no money for anything, my brethren.
Correctamundo, Master.
Hocus pocus, black and white, half the island's turned to shite. It could be funny if not tragic. We're relying on black magic.
Hop-chune, hop-chune,
me mother's gone away, and we won't be back until the morning. Ginny the witch went over the house to fetch the sticks to the lad of the mouth. Hop-chune, hop-chune.
Hello, gosh, aren't you a little old to be doing this?
Doing what?
Hop-chune in.
We're not.
What are you doing then?
Well, it's trick or...
Better government policy ideas.
What?
Trick or better government policy ideas.
What's that?
Well, you give us some decent policy ideas which might save the island.
Or we'll set fire to your house. Foo-hoo-loo.
Well, it's like that, is it?
Yes.
Well, you could start with trying to show some real leadership, listen to people, then make decisions, then keep to them. So, for example, don't spend years debating the problem, decide on what you're doing, then change course halfway through because of poor planning, then try and manufacture reasons for why you shouldn't complete it by letting other things fall to pieces. Speaking of which, look after the unique bits of heritage we do have left, rather than constantly trying to vandalise them or make cuts to try and save the public purse, when we all know that if we turn the saving spotlight inward, the one it never seems to face, we could save millions by binning off dozens of superfluous or extravagant government or civil service positions, starting with an ever-growing preponderance of bloody communications officers who are only there to place a line of delay and obfuscation between ministers and the press.
Manufacture reasons for why... What was after that?
And for heaven's sake, don't allow firms to start building something if they don't have the wherewithal to finish it. Put in non-completion clause with penalties or a reversion of ownership of not completed by a given date.
Thank you. Happy opportunity.
I haven't finished yet. Think things through. Who'd have guessed there'd be unexploded ordnance in a harbour site in one of the most bombed cities in the UK?
Sorry, I need a new candle for my moot. Night-night.
Shall we try next door?
Can't be any worse than that. Can't stand it when people get all
honest?
Greater than thou. Right. Let's try here.
Hop-chune, ah, hop-chune, ah, me mother's gone away, and she won't be back until the morning. Ginny the witch went over the house.
Hello, boys. Aren't you a little old to be doing this?
No.
I was reading an online review on the Modern Boys website, which said that the average age of those going singing door-to-door in most Western capitals, with a demographically even spread of ABC1s living in a democracy, was just 9. I don't know if you've read that or not.
No.
We're not singing anyway. We're doing a trick or better government...
Anyway, my name's Julian.
What?
Julian. What were you saying about government? That's a subject on which I'm a bit of an expert, as it happens. As I was reading Twitter thread last night, well, I say Twitter, it's X now, isn't it? Though why Elon Musk changed it to that is a mystery to me, as it's well known that on a global scale, the homogenous understanding of the symbol X can be at best described as...
Anyway, trick or...
Treat! Trick or treat.
So, what's the government got to do with it?
Nothing. I'll just a little confused. He's, well, he's not very good with numbers.
That's right.
Well, I haven't got any sweets, I'm afraid. Would a copy of the Wall Street Journal's East Asian Environmental Supplement count as a treat?
Yes, we'll have that, thank you. Well, happy opportunity.
Don't you want to discuss environmental policy on a local level? I'm a bit of an expert on that. Or the inherent dangers posed by micronicotinoids in Cherry Bakewell vapes I was reading about last night online. Or perhaps the issue of the makeup of wind turbine blades and their inherent lack of recyclability. And use of rare earth metals mined by slaves. Or, for that matter, the housing policy on the island, which is clearly in breach of Article 9 of the Bill of Human Rights, which you're probably familiar with, particularly the 1987 Bronson Directive, Paragraph 4, Clause 76, which was introduced in order to protect the small
home
owner.
She ate the mane and the tail, of course.
Hop-chune, hop-chune.
Ginny the witch, she ate the cow, but how she ate it, I don't know.
The Clare Witch Project was written by Edwina Roach and performed by Edwina Roach, Nana Shiver, florists we, barred dirt porch, ivy snatched her, remade pram, and minions orchard. It was a lastminute.com production for Manx Radio.
Ginny the witch went into the house. She ate the ringy, she ate the mouse.
Hot chuney, hot chuney.
Ginny the witch shall soon be in view, and if you're not careful, she'll eat you too.
Hot chuney, hot chuney.
Ginny the witch, she's in your house. Give us a penny, we'll chase her out.
Hot.